this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
Happy New Year!
And we are your hosts with the post. That's right, folks. It's 2024.
Man.
Huh. Another leap year. That's what I know about that.
Man, it's so crazy that 2019 was only a year ago, huh, folks?
Mm-hmm.
Will continue to be so until I say so any differently.
Yeah, we're officially at the time where I'm like, I still feel like 2012 is recent. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it still feels like a new recent year to me. And that's a problem because that was a dozen years ago.
Mm-hmm. You're looking at two decades ago at this point.
Yeah. And that stinks. Even like 2009, sometimes someone will bring something up that happened there, and I'm like,
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Like someone will talk about some some event that we were hanging out in 2009, and it was like, oh yeah. It just feels like it was recent, and yet also it feels like it was 22,000 years ago. So I guess this is just becoming old.
Yeah, you're thinking back to it, and you're like, yeah, hanging out with the boys, and then you're like, you know what? If we did that now, there's no way in hell I'd be able to exist. I'd be able to. I could not.
Absolutely
hang.
Not. Right. I also think about how things that like happened in the 90s, 25 years ago or whatever, like for my kids was like 20 years before they were born.
Mm-hmm.
And yet sometimes we'll talk about these things as if like they just happened, but it's like if I was a kid talking to my dad about the 60s.
He's like,
which seems impossibly old.
Remember how great that was, kid? And you're like, no. And he's like, boy, before you kids are around, our lives are a whole lot different. It's like, well, you just want to say they were better. I understand, but
yeah, which is correct. But yeah, it's time flies. We're getting old, and we don't really have a whole lot of great things to be nostalgic about. I feel like our folks had a lot more.
Yeah. Hey, folks, remember the 90s? That's what we got. So.
Yeah. Remember that decade of remembering things? Nothing really good itself. Just
remember the 80s that preceded the 90s and the 2000s, which for some reason took inspiration for both of those, and then just for some reason just kept repeating itself over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's the nostalgia nowadays?
Tamagotchis?
No, I mean like 20 years from now, what are they nostalgic for? Taylor Swift?
Lady Gaga. Yeah, something like that.
Not a whole lot. It's gonna, yeah, or it could just be like, remember all those silly times people spent on like Twitter and stuff?
Oh, yeah, they're going to be mocking that stuff. Like,
thankfully, the Chinese world government has outlawed all those services. We don't have to think about those anymore.
Just living in a John Carpenter movie going forward. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I would have zero problem. If China wants to get rid of social media, please. I am. However I can vote, please let me do it.
It's just going into the voting booth and just writing China all over the thing. What it is.
Brought my own red crayon. Sir, we told you this last time.
China. Remember that? He'll be a president again.
Mr.
This
Trump?
Year, 2024.
Oh, that's right. There's an election this year, apparently.
Look out for him, folks. He's coming.
This is going to be the fakest election yet. It's going to be so hilarious.
I hope Hillary comes out of the woodwork to try to run again. That would be so cool.
I haven't seen Joe Biden or looked anything up with him in like 7 months.
Yeah, because he's not interesting.
How is this election going to be a? How is the thing? Trump's going to prison or something?
He's
current president is not doing anything? Like, what a hilarious time to be. Can't wait.
Folks, you heard it here first. Look out for Trump 2024 with running mate Ron DeSantis, probably.
Yep. I'm gonna go vote for Joe Lieberman. Remember that guy?
Idea.
Is he alive?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Don't know if it is, but it's certainly a question.
Hey.
Folks, let us know at home what do you think about Joe Lieberman's chances?
Remember Joe the Plumber? Remember that guy? He's that guy's. I know he's dead, so that's cool.
Is he?
Yeah,
Did
he
we
died.
lose him?
Yeah, he died.
Wow, he died a couple months ago. Holy shit. Oh, that sucks. Too bad. We lost a great one, folks. How did he die? Let me guess. Just alcohol or heart
Cirrhosis, I
attack?
would say, probably. Yeah.
Oh, pancreatic cancer.
Okay, from drinking.
Well, as someone who you just had your pancreas removed, whatever the fuck it was.
Now don't start with me.
Yeah, same sort of idea. What was the pancreas? Achilles heel, something like that.
Yep, there you go. You got it. You got well, all three. Yep, I was
Okay.
just open on the table
One
like
fell
the
swoop.
guy from Operation. They were just
Yeah.
pulling all sorts. Just, damn,
They
here's
had
a
a
big
butterfly in your
spool of
stomach,
thread in here.
your
Yeah.
funny bone. You took all that stuff out.
Get this stuff out. You don't need this stuff. What the hell are you doing?
Wishbone. Got rid of all that shit.
And you know what? And boy, I sure do wish there was a freaking universal health care after all that. You know what I'm saying? A gal went to the
Yeah, let's read some posts.
subreddit r girl gamers to get some help. Recently, I started playing this online mobile game. Some of the users have been playing this game for years. There's not a lot of females on this particular game. During my first guild, the leader just told us to build your army in numbers. So I forgot about the power aspect and getting my ass whooped on this game, LOL. Fast forward, this guy in my guild started calling me a slow fat pig. Usually I would never respond to trolls. One day I was just grieving and stressed out about my best friend passing away. For the first time ever, I lashed out against the troll, left the guild to attack him, and failed. He soon started to share my location on world chat. Told everyone that I betrayed the guild, claiming that he had seen my pictures. I never showed my pictures to this person. He went on Discord and released random photos of some innocent girl claiming it was me. Users started laughing and called me a huge fucking pig. They even named their alliance Piggy Pig and would just teleport near me. My friends begged me to stay, but I just don't know what to do. Now I'm being stalked and regret responding to the troll. I'm behind on my quest and not progressing anymore. I found one guild who's so kind, but I'm just too embarrassed about what happened. Here's an edit. I just want to say thank you to this community for responding. I feel so much better already. I want to clarify more about the kind guild. The current leader is the most powerful person on the server, meaning I'm 100% protected. But the incoming insults from my former guild just really soured the gaming experience. I will try my best to respond to everyone. Update. I just read the reviews for this toxic game online. The company hired other local players on Discord for customer support, and I noticed with customer support that they were completely unprofessional, saying there's nothing we can do. They would find your username anyways. I'm considering releasing the full screenshots and bringing awareness to privacy laws of this toxic game. I found out that reading other people's reviews on Google about doxing and bullying among players and devs, no matter how much they create demeaning guilds and even copy my complete username or try to pose as me, I'm not letting them see the satisfaction of me saying, of them saying, I ran that one girl away. And everybody on this comp posted, just play a different game. That would be their suggestion is to play a different game.
Yeah. Do something else, please. Yeah, there's no like solution to what she. It's just gonna be a never-ending attempts to right some wrong that she can never do.
Hey, Piggy Pig Pig.
Great bit, by the way. Just post a picture of some just ugly woman's like, "Hey, that's you," and then everyone like laughs. It's like it has nothing to do with you, but it's just it's a very funny bit. It's like, here's an ugly person. That's who you are.
And
Let's laugh at you.
we're coming to kick your ass.
Good shit. Yeah, that I mean, this just sounds like I would imagine almost all servers and most games online,
I would
honestly.
think, I mean, that's from what I can tell, most of these like online Clash of Clans or whatever, like everybody's just a complete asshole to everybody else on it. So yeah, I can only imagine that's what it's like.
But yeah, it sounds cool. Very competitive. And just some fucking mobile game, huh?
Yep. Getting so upset about a mobile game that you're like asking for advice on, that is dark, man.
That's really, I can't even imagine if like a mobile game is like, for me, I don't know the last time I played a mobile game, but if I'm gonna do it, it's like I'm doing it because I'm standing in line somewhere.
I'm at the grocery store. There's a lady in front of me. She's got six items. Means
Yeah.
I got enough time to play Bingo Solitaire 2, and I can rack up a couple points.
Yeah. I'm playing some Indonesian ripoff of Tetris. And it's like
Boing,
this
bing,
is.
bong, bing, boing, bing, bing, boing, bing, bing. That's what the music's like.
And like the idea of like once the lady at the grocery store says, "Hello, sir. I don't think about that game till the next time I play it." That I would go onto a forum and like, "Hey guys, I gotta talk about my experience with this game, this extremely fake thing that just and most of these mobile games are strictly just advertisements with colors in between them.
Sure.
There's almost nothing there." So yeah, that's cool. Good shit. Classic girl gamer stuff, huh?
Classic. Those classic girl gamers that we all love to deal with.
Well, speaking of girls, a woman shared this text interaction from a gentleman that was attempting to flirt with her. The guy said, "Anyone ever tell you that you have cute cheeks?" To which she said, "Which ones, LOL?" He said, "Face and booty, what a dynamic pair. Your face and pussy lips are another story on a whole different level." And she said, "What does that even mean?" He said, "Like your cheeks are J.R.R. Tolkien and your lips are George R.R. Martin." She said, "What does that even mean?" And he said, "Ugh, such an unnerd. Well, how about this? Your cheeks are Naruto and your lips are One Punch Man."
No, don't do that. That's not good.
She said, "Okay." And he said, "I think I lost you at Tolkien." To which she said, "I'm not stupid. I know who you're talking about, but in relation to each other, I'm like, what?" And that's when he said, "Well, as long as you know what I'm talking about, comrade."
What? Hey, buddy. Hey, pal. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying
Hey.
there, buckaroo? Comrade, goddamn.
After seeing her pussy lips and what cheek face and pussy lips are another story,
But this is the
which
thing, is
just
like,
don't text that.
don't say that. Yeah, let's not say
Don't
that.
talk about a woman's pussy lips to her at all ever, would be
Like,
what I would
because
say.
this is a text. I'm assuming this is like he saw a picture of her and he's like, "Hey, you're so beautiful." He's like, "Thanks." And he's like, "Yeah, you're pussy. It's absolutely bonkers, my dude."
Your pussy's got a big yowza for me, my fella.
Oh, that's right. Just
Yeah.
what the hell?
Ugh. Some guys just, I mean, they have no game.
Boy,
They never will.
don't have to preach into the choir here, my brother, my fella.
I'm red. Ugh, that sucks.
That's painful. Yeah, that's painful. Yeah, not gonna get away with that one. Well, you know what
Just
else
like
sucks is,
he thought he had something to him when he started. He was like, even until you
oh.
have cute cheeks and like your face and booty, what a dynamic
And
pair.
she's like, which ones, LOL? And he's like,
Oh my God, he thought he
ass,
was
pussy, tits,
he thought he was like scoring a fucking big one there when she gave him that little opening. He's like, oh
yeah.
my God, yes, I'm gonna do this. And he fucking dropped the ball.
Pussy
Had to bring
tits.
up J.R. Tolkien and George R.R. Martin.
And yeah, your right cheek is Tolkien and your other one's J.R. R. Martin, and I'd like to visit him between the holidays, if you know what I mean. So you can no longer message this person.
Like as you're typing it out, it says, you are blocked. Sorry.
Yeah, it's just,
Can't even hit enter.
no, I was doing so well. No. Oh, Lord. Well, how about a relationship that got past that point? A wife went to Reddit to post, "My husband pisses in bottles at night and I'm annoyed. Am I the asshole? This is something I've asked him not to do numerous times. We currently do not sleep in the same room. I am 37 weeks pregnant and he snores. So we've
Oh.
just been separated for ease of sleep at this point. He has urinated in a few bottles while sleeping in our baby's nursery. I asked him to please not do that and just get up and use the restroom 2 steps from the bedroom. He claims he'll wake up the dogs, which will in turn wake me, and he doesn't want to disrupt my sleep. I told him I would prefer he went to the bathroom and not urinate in bottles in our soon-to-be baby's room. I thought we'd gotten over that, but this morning I went to turn off his sound machine off as he'd already left for work. I found an empty bottle that clearly had urine in it at one point. I sent him a rage text saying I'm fucking disgusting and I'm asked him not to do it. He generally seems to think that he's doing me a favor by not getting up at night. The dogs bark regardless, and my sleep is shit at this point in pregnancy anyways. He doesn't see why it's a problem if he dumps it out in the morning. I try to argue, I get my happy pregnant ass up to the bath, use the bathroom. Am I at a loss? Am I the asshole? Cartland Witch commented, not the asshole. Your husband is disgusting. I would quite literally leave a man over this. He isn't going to change. He'll just get better at hiding it from you. And this comment got a staggering 8,200 upvotes.
Yep. Leave him down right when the kid's about to pop out. This is the perfect time. Or his bottle pissing habit. Which is certainly weird.
That's something.
I've never been that. I've had a lot of lazy night times. Usually I just will just not get up and just hold my piss for like 4 hours, even if it's in, I'm in pain.
Sure.
I'd rather just be lazy than like, eh, I'll just piss later. What am I gonna do? Who cares? But I would never piss in a bottle and leave it in the room. That is a certain type of guy for sure. But at least he emptied the one, right? Can't he get any credit for that?
You know what? He's not just filling, he's recycling. So that's something.
Yeah. Once she said that it was emptied, I'm like, all right. Give the guy a little credit here,
He's
right?
not just piling them up in there, lady. He's making an effort.
It's not hoarding. Let the guy pee in a fucking bottle. She's jealous. She can't pee in a bottle.
She's wearing her lady's pregnant lady diaper underwear. She's fucking bitch.
Yeah, what a whore, honestly.
Walking slut.
All sexy wearing that shit.
Yes, that's right.
This one's from the subreddit r off my chest. Girlfriend's trauma is not my fucking responsibility. At a certain, it's fucking ridiculous. We're both women. I was asleep. Woke up to her asking where my car key is so she can get her coat out and leave. What happened is I was asleep, presuming my hand was by my waist, because what she says is she wanted to cuddle, and apparently I moved my hand quickly away from my crotch, as though I was guilty of masturbating. So she woke me up trying to get the key, explained all that. I was in disbelief, but unlocked the car and she got her coat. She started walking to the bus, but left a sock, so I walked over and gave it to her. I am sick of accusations linked to her trauma. It reaches a point. You're simply accusing me of masturbating, and I can be my own person and decide, regardless of your past trauma, and she brought that up in a text, that you accusing me of something isn't permitted. She has to decide what she thinks happened or we're not okay. I'd rather just be mad because empathy burnout is fucking real. It's not funny or trivial to be accused of something. I am angry. I don't care how you actually feel about it. I could be down with her to hell. I am angry and getting it off my chest. Just to be clear, I wasn't masturbating. I was asleep, and apparently my hand was near my waist. I was facing away from her, asleep.
Okay.
User Duhade said, "Wait, she got upset because you groped yourself potentially while you were asleep?" I get that all sorts of things could be triggers, but to me it sounds like she's not ready for the level of relationship where the two of you should be sharing the same bed. And the OP responded, "I was sleeping after being awake 21 hours, sleeping like a baby. An accusation is an arrow, and I no longer treat it like it doesn't wound, because that's just a good way to get 10,000 more arrows lodged in your fucking torso."
Yeah.
Which got this response, "Dude, what are you even saying?" Yeah, anyway, I looked up the OP and she mostly posts in the subreddit r Red Scare Pod. So,
Oh boy. Okay.
yeah, some insane lesbian lady.
Yeah, it's one of the Red Scare lesbians. Okay.
Yeah,
Yikes.
I don't, yeah.
I don't get that. I don't get what the you're not explaining what the trauma. What is she coming from a relationship where her partner just jacked off all the time, and you feel like you can't? I don't know,
Not
man.
even really explaining what partners said to
Nope.
her masturbating, supposedly.
Nope. Don't get it. At a loss. Tell you what, though, as a guy, I love having my hand down my fucking pants, and I love just holding onto my nuts for no reason. And ladies, I'm sorry, you'll just—I don't think slipping a couple fingers in has anything on just holding a pair of hot nuts while you're sitting there watching TV. Fellas, ain't nothing like it. Can I get a hell yeah in the comments? Hey, speaking of gay folks, though, this got posted to our Ask Gay Bros by user Active Angel. My dog won't listen to me anymore after he saw me bottoming. I'd rather not go too into specifics, but I had a guy over a couple weeks ago for a hookup and forgot to close the door, so my Akita that I've had for 2 years wandered in while we were going at it. The guy was being pretty rough, and I was getting into it, moaning, being slutty, bottom things, until the top pointed out the dog was watching us. I got him out of the room and closed the door, but since then, my dog doesn't seem to want to listen to me, respect my authority, or even spend much time with me. I try to pet or hug him, and he growls or moves away. That wasn't the case before. I know homophobic dog sounds ridiculous, but is it possible that since he saw me in a submissive position, he doesn't want to listen to me anymore? To which Starboard Seat replied, "Yeah, your dog isn't homophobic. He's just lost all respect for you."
What specifics is this guy avoiding?
Not to get into specifics, but this guy was absolutely tearing my ass to shreds,
Yeah,
and I
this
was
guy's at my
spitting
house.
and cackling like a little slut would.
Like, do you need to get any more? Like, no one expects you, like, oh, well, I don't trust the story unless you
Well,
tell me every single detail.
he was uncut, and he was just gaping me out. And it's like, no, we get it. He was fucking
You're getting
pounding your
fucked by a
ass.
guy,
And your
and
dog saw it. I was like,
your
no
dog,
way.
which you were a little too specific on with an Akita, that's more of a dox than a lot of things, because not a lot of guys have Akitas out there, especially in a lot of bottoms that are getting railed out by a top. Yeah, that's tough. Very funny. Dogs are weird, man.
Yeah, they sure do remember stuff, and they will hold it against you. So
Yeah. They will say, I don't get down with that gay shit. And,
Homie, don't play that. That's what they say.
Yeah, especially Akitas, which are like very old breeds, so they're
Sure.
probably gonna be a little more old fashioned, you know?
What's a Greek dog? Get one of those. They'd be
All right,
into
let's come up with a fun name for a
it.
Greek gay dog. Let's see, Roveropolis. Let's see. Fido.
Okay, Fido's good.
Don't see a lot of Fidos these days, do you? When's the last time you saw
Now,
a Fido?
we used to be a proper country.
I was actually, I feel like it was was at like a playground recently with the kids, and some lady came up and was like, "Yeah, this is Fido." I was like, "You gotta be fucking kidding me. That's awesome." Dog Fido. Hey, where's a freaking Spot, huh?
Well, you can't say that anymore.
Oh, sorry, I forgot Spot's a slur. Spothead.
Classic name for a pet.
Hey, remember that whole Titan submarine thing that blew up?
Sure.
All those people turned into a slurry inside that thing.
Sure did.
Just spewed out some pink mist when that thing blew up. Well, this came out shortly around that time that the gentleman named Brian, it was one of the sons of that billionaire guy, he's still alive. He did not go onto the ship. And since then, he's just been posting some absolute gems on Twitter using the handle
Oh,
AudioGuy182.
okay. Yes, okay.
Let's read some of his tweets. Spotify, real N-words use Apple Music. He, in fact,
Did
said the N-word
the N
there.
word? Yeah.
Bitches with no ass or tits flirting with me. I am King Henry VIII. Maybe some fat dyke at a BLM Palestine rally will accept your ugly ass. Not me. Less than a nine. Get lost, bitch. Pretty good.
Sure.
I getting a hotel room at the Manchester Grand Hyatt tonight. If you're a hoe with big tits, DM me for the room number. Blow for blowjobs. Not bad. And finally, I say N-word. I support Trump. I fuck hot chicks, including trans. I drive a lifted F-150 Raptor through climate protesters. I don't give a fuck about Israel Palestine. I support the genocide of 46 million turkeys on Thanksgiving to defeat vegans. Fuck your feelings. I'm rich.
Yeah.
Absolute fucking gangster, huh?
Absolute legend.
God bless a fellow just having a blast. This is such a more preferable kind of rich guy than just like a fucking CEO or something that just spouts platitudes online. Like a
Yeah.
guy who's just like, fuck you, I'm rich. I want a big titted whore to blow my dick. And I will literally pay money for it. Please make it happen.
This dude rocks because here there's been more stuff that he put out. So when his stepdad was missing on the submarine, which is so cool. His first post, like the day that it happened, was him at a Red Hot Chili Peppers show that he posted on Instagram with the caption, "Celebrating 90 days clean."
Great.
Just so cool. That he tweeted that my stepdad Hamish Harding is on the submarine, thoughts and prayers. And then after that, later in the day, he posted, "It might be distasteful for being here, but my family would want me to be at the Blink 182 show as it's my favorite band and music helps me in difficult times."
Sure, man. Absolutely.
At Tom DeLong, "My stepdad is missing in the sub at the Titanic site. I'm here at the San Diego show for support. Thanks." Tom, I'm back at the Blink show tonight for comfort me in this tragic time. Thanks for the love. God damn. Yeah. And then eventually it came out that this guy was like a complete creep weirdo and he got chased off of Twitter. But then, of course, he came back some. And I think he's back. I think he's still posting. So good luck to Brian. Folks, give a audio guy 182 or whatever. Oh, 182. Okay. There it is. Give audio guy 182
Yeah.
follow.
Favorite band.
Can you imagine Blink 182 being your favorite band?
Boy, can I.
Good night, everybody.